These people are indigenous natives from the Amazons who are seeking refuge in this community center. They say they're afraid to go back home.
We want to go back to our communities in the jungle. Some of us live 4 days away, but we know the police are after us. The government wants to destroy us and profit from our land.
Last Friday, men and women were blocking a highway in the area to protest against laws passed by President Alan Garcia to open communal jungle lands and water resources to oil drilling, logging and mining. The protests led to violent clashes, which left dozens dead, including at least 25 police officers. Many others were wounded. Officials say only 8 natives were killed. But members of the indigenous community say that figure is much higher. Now they are creating lists with the names of those still missing.
38 of my community members are not here. Many could have escaped, but we have seen the police burning bodies, so we're not sure.
This vehicle is an example of how violent the clashes that took place here really were. And it's not clear yet what really happened, or whether the police committed human rights abuses or not. Indigenous communities are saying that dozens of people have gone missing or were killed. But until now, no bodies have been found to prove that claim.
But the police officials have the bodies of their dead and show them as an example of the savagery of the indigenous communities. They say after the clashes took place, some officers were kidnapped, tortured and killed.
Many of the natives were members of the army, so they know how to use a weapon. They took the weapons from our men and used them against them.
Many here admit they used the weapons. They say their lives and livelihoods are being attacked, and over 70% of the rainforest, their home, at risk.
They want to destroy our land. We depend on nature, and when they start to bring their chemicals, our children start getting sick. Our lives are at stake.
Until now, community members say the government has failed to guarantee that development won't put an end to their way of life. Representing President Alan Garcia's biggest challenge since taking office, they vow to continue fighting. Teresa Wu, Al Jazeera, Bagua Grande.